I am Maria Brown.
Welcome to Learn, Grow, Peak. Educational podcast focused on equity, quality, and access for all children. My personal mantra is that I would teach all children if I could. I don't say that because I don't believe in the abilities of my comrades. I say that because I am that committed and passionate to ensuring that children receive high quality education. All children receive the connections that will help them be able to make the world a better place. My heart is heavy today because four Minneapolis police officers are on videotape at what looks like a murder of a man who is subdued on the ground in handcuffs, and the officer is shown with his knees placed firmly in the gentleman's back and one knee on his neck. You can hear bystanders asking the officers if they would release the pressure on his neck. You hear the bystanders warn of the gentleman's nose bleeding, of his impending loss of consciousness. And in the video, you see the gentleman's hands are in his pockets, which means that in order to balance, he was using the lower half of his body. I am no expert in videos, and I understand that these are pending allegations. But the mayor of Minneapolis is quoted in an article in the New York Times as saying that the four officers have been fired. I have heard of people being fired for coming to work late, taking too many breaks, not getting the proper performance reviews, even getting fired for inappropriate behavior on their job. But I have never heard of losing your job as penalty for murder. Being black in America should not be a death sentence. That is what Mayor Fry said in a statement on Tuesday, and I agree with him. Being any color should not be a death sentence. Color is something unchangeable. Color is something that is a blessing. And I don't call it as a blessing to connect to religion as much as I call it a blessing because it is unchangeable. It is intangible. And it can't be changed. You can change what you think, you can change what you do, but who you are born to be, is not up to us. Thus, it is not up to us to judge one another for that birthright. We watch this officer press his knee into the man's neck for 5 minutes. Bystanders begin to plead and curse and beg for the officers to allay the pressure and look for a pulse. And the most disturbing part of the video for me is when you see the limp-necked gentleman. And of course, the video does not show us whether he is alive or dead, but it shows a lifelessness that is disturbing. It shows a lifelessness that implies hopelessness. This is a call to action. Equity must stand tall, and it must stand tall inside the classroom, inside the boardrooms, but on the sidewalks and in the middle of the streets. It must be okay to be different. It must be okay to be unique. Equity means that you address uniqueness, you address differences, and you don't address them with hopelessness and lifelessness, but you address them with quality and access. I join you to stand with me, not only for the education of my own children, the children of my state, nor the children of my generation, but the children for generations to come. Our actions dictate what they will be able to do. Our decisions dictate where they will be able to go. And our dreams dictate them turning their ceilings into skies. This is a call to action for us all to stand strong and to ask the question, what is a life worth? Not his life, not a gentleman in Minneapolis, not a black's life. What is a life like? We can allow our own minds to fill in the blanks. But as you fill in those blanks, hold a mirror. Look into any reflective surface that you can see. And be careful, because there may be someone looking at you answering that question. I am most drawn to the fight for justice for children because of their inability to stand up for themselves. As a classroom teacher for many years, I've walked into classrooms and I see faces that remind me of my own, of my families, of my neighbors, of my politicians, of people who've come before me. I stand and I look out and I see these faces that I recognize because they have shadows of this decision and shadows of this activity I saw years ago and shadows of what I know is coming. They cannot stand up for themselves. They don't have voices. They don't have the ability to speak out. But they deserve for the adults in their lives to do their best. And if that is true, don't other adults deserve the best that we have to give as well? The FBI is conducting a federal civil rights investigation. Education deserves its own civil rights investigation. Because ultimately, it is education or the lack thereof that is the cause of this gentleman being subjected to losing his right to breathe. I do not have the specifics of the case, nor do I have any information about their backgrounds or about any legality that may come into play with this specific investigation. But what I do have is the ability to see that this man does not deserve to be slaughtered in the street. That this man did not deserve to be treated any differently than any other. Equity is not important. Equity is all there is. He is someone's child. And we all who have children or who have seen children understand that equity and treating one another fairly is the only way to press forward. It is the only way to truly deliver quality people. Not just a quality education, not just a quality police department, not just a quality city government. We need quality people. We need people who can make decisions and make judgments that are clearly based on the success of the humans that are involved. They are humans. They deserve humanity, compassion, and love. I am Maria Brown. I encourage you to share your comments with me at @learn_peak or to join me on Facebook at Learn Grow Peak. Thank you for your time.